Okay, so we had just delineated the relationship between Matanos Savion and Mikra Megillah and said Simchain and Ohel Gasela Bismana, which would be Yadalit or Tesvav, for the Ayaris and the Krachim respectively, the din of Mishloach Manos and the Sudas. Aber Rav, Megillah Bismana, Karinosa Afilu Biyachid, Rashi says, because it's the day itself, so there's still Persume Nisa. Shalob Ismana Be'asara, but to generate the Persume Nisa, Shalob Ismana, the way the Rambam interprets, this is really related to the Kvarim that read before Yadalit and Tesvav, so you'll need Asara Vasiyamar, Ben Bismana, Ben Shalob Ismana Be'asara. The Kriya Samigil always requires a minion. Hava uvda v'chashli Rav laha de Rav Asi. That there was an incident and Rav was machmir for Rav Asi, even though he fundamentally didn't believe that Megillah required a minion when it was Shalom Bismana. So despite that, you know, there's a lot of questions in the Rishon. And the Balei Tosfos say, we actually paskin like Rav, even though he was chash laha de Rav Asi, that Megillah Bismana does not require Megillah. And Rashi points out, even Shitas Rav Asi is not li'kuva, because we know that Megillah is a chobas hayachid, the Ramban. And the Milchamos here talks about there being multiple dimensions to the Megillah, but it's certainly a Chovas HaYachid as well, not just a Chovas HaTzibor, as opposed to Kriyas HaTorah, which the Ramban says in the Milchamos is a Chovas HaTzibor. We all know the Reb Chaim, quoted by Reb Baruch Ber, held the Kriyas HaTorah at the mention of Chovas HaYachid as well. But be that as it may, so Rashi says here is that even Shitas Rav Asi is not Li'ikuva, it's only the Chatchila. So the question is, how does this impact us now? We don't have Bnei HaKfarim, how can this impact us now in terms of halacha l'maisa? So yesterday we discussed at dinner, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that nashim are chayavas b'mikra Megillah. So we talked about, according to the all Rishonim, women are able to at least read the Megillah for other women, if not for men. So the question is, what about with respect to the din of asara? Normally that would exclude women. So what is that with respect to mikra Megillah? If women are obligated, so maybe they should count as part of the asara. So the Ramah brings it as a safek, as to whether women would count towards Asara. So the notion of a Kriya HaMegillah for women, if you had such a thing as a Kriya Shalob Bismana, so that could be an important halachic factor. So this can come up when you have a Purim Meshulash in Yerushalayim, like we'll have next year, where again, Tesvav Shechalios B'Shabbos, so they're going to read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos, so that's not really the Zman for the Krachim for Yerushalayim to read the Megillah. And as such, so even if a person was generally comfortable, the idea of Kriya HaMegillah Nashim, so that could be an important halachic issue. Says the Gemara, "Mi amar Rav Hachiv, Rav Yehuda b'Rei, Rav Shmuel bar Shelis, Mishmei the Rav, Perim Shechalios b'Shabbes, Erev Shabbes Zmanam, Erev Shabbes Zmanam, Erev Shabbes Zmanam. Elolav Hachi Kamar Shelo b'Zmanam Kizmanam, Zmanam Afilu b'Yachid, Af Shelo b'Zmanam Afilu b'Yachid." Sounds like, you know, again, Megillah Shelo b'Zmanam, you don't need the minion. So Lo Linyan Mikra Megillah b'Asara, Elamayer Erev Shabbes Zmanam, Lafuki Mi the Rabbi. This is the Shita of Rabbi that we rejected all the nidcha yaris from mekamed yidchu liyom haknisa, that once you're moving them off of Shabbos, we move them all the way back to yom haknisa, kamash mula, and the erev Shabbos zmanam. Ezoi ir gedolos, as the Mishnah calls sheish ba'asara batlanim. The Rashi defines the asara batlanim, shebebeis haknesses, shehen betein mulachton vizonim yishol tzibur, deilios mitzuyin betvila bebeis haknesses, damamar mesach debrachos, kevin shebakadish baruch veis haknesses, it's a very inspirational definition. You could have a city of 10 million people, but you don't have a devotion to Tefillah B'Tzibur. You don't have a devotion that these Asara individuals are supported by the community. That reflects the fact that the community is committed to Tefillah B'Tzibur, even if people personally can't be there themselves. It's a community that stands. That's what makes it an Ir Gedola. It's not the overall population. Pachos Mikan, Harezekvar. Belo Mimakdimin Veloma Achron Vazman Atse Kohanim. We'll go through all the cases. V'tishabav Chagiga Hakel Ma'achron Velo Makdimin. So Ava Bishamar Makdimin Velo Ma'achron B'Tarn Behesver Tanus Matanus La'Evyonim. Right, that when it comes to the Kvarim reading early, so again, we spoke about how Mikra Megillah, Inayim Shaniyim Nisuos Mikra Megillah, so they would have Matanos Avyonim as well. But there's no really chalos in the yom. It's not the Yimei Simcha V'Mishta, so there's not a problem with Hesped or Tanis. Some of you, the Yimasai, Makam Shenachlim B'Sheni V'Chamishi, this we saw quoted before by the Gemara, to explain it wasn't a Takana de Krachim, it was a Takana de Kvarim. Well, Makam Sheni Chnasim, Lo B'Sheni V'Lo V'Chamishi, and Karin Osa Ella Bismana. So when they're used to coming in on the second on the Mondays and the Thursdays, so that's when we're going to give them the flexibility. We're not going to drag them back out for Kriya HaMegillah, because they deserve the schar of being able to support Achayim Shebekrachim if they're habituated to come in for Kriya HaTorah, if they're habituated to come in for Mishpat. That's what we want. So then we'll extend this, you know, Takana on their behalf. So the couple of things referred to here in the Mishnah, Zman Aseh Kohanim, there are particular days that families would bring the Atei Maracha. If it was Chalios B'Shabbos, that would be pushed off until after Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Asar Batlan Ashrei Zeknesses, Be'elu Amru Makdimin V'Machrim, Etam Rebahabam Rishon Makrav, Lo Ya'avor, then Megillah cannot be read past Tezvav, right? So the Purim Meshulash in Yerushalayim, we talked about a second ago, so they're going to read the Megillah not on Shabbos, because of either Gzer Derab or the Shita Rav Yosef, and they're going to read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos with the Ayaros. On Shabbos, they're going to read Vayavo Amalek and read the Haftorah as well from Sefer Shmuel. And then Sunday, they're going to have the Seuda. So again, V'loyavor Ksiv is by the Megillah, but you could actually have on the 16th, the Purim Mishulash, the Seuda and the Mishulach Chumanos will actually be on the 16th. Amar Rav Abba Bar Shmuel, So again, this could be for the Nidarim or purposes of a get. A person says by this time next year, so again, it depends on the calendar date. So if it was Aleph Nisan, it's Aleph Nisan. We're not counting 365 solo days. Person says, I'm going to deliver a get by this such and such date in the month. We're not looking at the shows, we're looking at the days. Shenemar ad chodesh yamim, yamim atam mechashiv l'chadashim, yamim atam mechashiv chashos l'chadashim. Zman atzei kohanim, v'tishba v'chagiga hakam achrim l'makdim, v'tishba v'akdum e'puranu salom mekadminon, not just tishba, but it's really the entire cycle of Ta'anios, right? When Shavasar B'Tamas as well, as has happened many times in recent years, right? Tanis Esther is the only one that we can theoretically move up because Tanis Esther doesn't fit into the general rubric of Puranas. It's a different story. It's interesting. There is a day of the Abu Draham by Asar B'Teves because it says Be'etzem Hayom Azeh that when it comes to Asar B'Teves, that is possible. At least it doesn't actually work out on a calendar, but it is possible to observe Asar B'Teves on Shabbos. Chagiga v'hakol mishum da'kasi lomat zman achiyuvayu. So tana chagiga v'chol zman chagiga. Gemara will define ma'achin. Bishlam chagidi mikla b'shabasa ma'achin al basar shabasa. The chagiga has tashum in kol shiva. El zman chagiga ma'hi. Amar Rav Yishai Hachik Amar chagiga b'shabes ve'olas re'iya afilu b'yantif. The zman chagiga ma'achin. This is the sheet of Beishamai. It's not Beishamai Omrin. Theoretically, Mivin Shlamim B'Yamtif ain't Som Chin Aleihen because Beis Shammai doesn't have the din in the Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Beis of Techef L'Smicha Shchita, so you could do the Smicha from Erev Yamtif. Okay, so that you can bring Shlamim because Shlamim has a component Lachem, right? We just had in Parshas Bo. Achasher Yechel Chol Nefesh Shulavadi Yasel Lachem, but not Olos because Olos are Kelil LaHashem. Right, nothing goes to human beings in terms of the Achila Beis. They understand Lachem in this context to be, as Rashi points out, Velo L'Nachrim. So Rav Amar Chagiga, Kol Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin, Tveilo, Dutan, Mishal Chag, V'yamtif HaRishon Shochag, Chogeg V'Holech, Eskola Regal Kulo, V'yamtif HaAchron Shochag. Right, you have Tashlumen for the entire holiday. Ava Regal V'lo Chagin, Ochai V'Achre Yusir. Rashi Amar Chagiga, V'Kol Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin, V'afilu atzeres. It's not just when it comes to Sukkot and Pesach, but even atzeres, the Chad Yom HaMa'achrin, it's not modim. Everybody agrees. Shemchal atzeres yos b'Shabbos. It's a machokis b'Sil b'Shamay l'inyan yontif. But let's say it's Shechal yos b'Shabbos. Everybody's going to agree. Yom tevoach achar ha'Shabbos. That would even be shayach to Shavuos. I'm Reb Lazar Michalina. Rebbe Natan Atiyah v'Purim. We're going to get into the question of Malach on Purim. V'rachatz b'krona shal Sipori. Rashi says, b'farhesya. B'shivasar b'tamlos u'bikesh lakor Tisha B'Av. He wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. What in the world? He wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. V'lo hodulo. So let's try to break it down. So we know that shivasar b'tamlos, a person could be machmir to treat it like Tisha B'Av, but fundamentally we're only required to fast. And the Baalei Tosfos point out, based on the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it's not so clear that we're actually obligated to fast because of the pasuk in Zechariah. Yela beis Yehuda lo sason lo simcha tzom asi tzom arvi tzom chamishi tzom ashvi tzom asiri yela beis Yehuda lo sason lo simcha. Gemara tries to figure out when exactly are we obligated to fast. So, you know, bezman diikat tzara rol chayav to fast. Bezman diikat shalom. Bezman shabeis hamikdash kayim. Right, that these are going to be holidays. The question is, let's say it's lo zeh v'lo zeh. So the Gemara says it depends on the tzibur. So we basically have accepted as a chova, but the days of Rebbe, right, after Chorban Bayis Sheni. So maybe this wasn't such a clear point. This is what the Baalei Tosfos say, and they say, no, he wasn't trying to uproot Tisha B'Av. But Bikesh Lakar Tisha B'Av, you know, the Baalei Tosfos is a little apoplectic at first. You know, Kolochol V'Shosu B'Tisha V'Ino Ro'a B'Dei Chama Shir Yishalayim. He says, and also there are technical problems. The Bezdin can't be Makir by basing the Chaverim, can Gadol Minu B'Chachum Minyan. So what exactly is going on? It's just two suggestions. Maybe he wanted to move it like Rabbi Yochanan to Yud, because the Rov of the Beis HaMikdash was this Rabbi Yud, that's Gemara, and the Tainus, or that he wanted to downgrade Tisha B'Av to be treated, not like Yom Kippur, but to be treated like Asar B'Tavish, or Asar B'Tamos, and Som Gedalia. Okay, so Amar the fun of Rabbi Barzava, Rabbi Lukachim, I said Tisha B'Av Shchalios B'Shabbos Ava, V'Tachinu La'achar HaShabbos, V'Amar Rabbi, Ho'ol V'Nidcha Yidcha. So the Gemara explains, it wasn't even what they originally thought, as explained by Tosus, nobody thought he was actually trying to be Oker Tisha B'Av. But once it was pushed off to Yud, so we'll say Ho'ol V'Yidcha, Yidcha. I mean, halach l'maisa, this is what we say for pregnant, for nursing women. There's a lot of grounds to be making for pregnant nursing women who have given birth, etc. That even though, again, the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av we try to treat like Yom Kippur, and generally speaking, the Uber Simenikos Misanos Sumashlim, what the Gemara says. So once it's pushed off, you can treat it more leniently. We're glad that we clarified the point that Rabbi wasn't trying to be Oker Tisha B'Av Bichlal. So Rabbi Hechinatanetiyah B'Purim, V'atani Rav Yosef, Simcha Mishta V'Yamtiv, Simcha Melamed Chasur Mehesved, Mishta Melamed Chasur Metainis, V'Yamtiv Melamed Chasur Basiyas Melacha. So we take a look over at Tosfos, Heshev Rashi, there's a Tshuva of Rashi, V'Chiminasan Koach Limei Megillas Esther, Litchos Aveila. He said, the Behesved Nesar, Mishim Dechsiv, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha V'Chazina, Dechul Yamu Nogu Be'Eter. People were being maspid, Alavad, Elohavei Le'inin Shein Oflin Alpneim, you don't say Tachin. And truth of the matter is, Halach L'Maisa, we don't have Hesped and Tainis on Yud Aled and Tesvav, Bein Ba'adar Rishon, Bein Ba'adar Sheni. There is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. What about Avelos and Purim? Okay, so the Mechaber says straight out, there's Avelos and Purim. The Ramah says, maybe it will be treated like Shabbos, Dvarim Shabbatzina, you'll have Avelos, Dvarim Shabbatfarhesi, you're not going to have Avelos. So that's a discussion already. Again, Mishtev is Simcha V'Yamtev. So the Gemara is going to go on to say, if it's Yamtif, maybe there should be an Isra Malacha. Sela Rebbe Bar Abesra, Vichivinata Becham Esra Nata. So Iniva Rebbe Bitar Veri Ahava, it's very Mukavis Chamimos Yoshua Ben Havi. So we switch it around. Rebbe Bar Cham Esra Hava, Vichinata Bar Abesra Hava. So Rebbe only planted on the day which wasn't Asra Ben Malacha for him. Bifitilate, it's very Mukavis Chamimos Yoshua Ben Hun, Vichiske Karibit Veri Bar Abesra Uvicham Esra, or Misakli Mukavis Chamimos Yoshua Ben Hun, he Elo. So the Gemara says, L'cheske misapkale, so he had a suffix, he did it both days, the Rebbe pshitale. So the Rebbe was a pashut that it should be treated as a walled city. V'chi pshitale mishari v'yaksiv, v'gnos tainas, es yom arbasar, v'es yom chamisha, asar yimei poryo inun, delo l'misbid b'hon, right, in both days. So it doesn't matter that it wasn't his day. V'amar rav, lo nitzchal el asar, shol zabazah, v'shol zabazah. And when it comes to hespe tainas, and for now the Gemara assumes malacha, so even if you're a ben ara chamisha asar, that would be true on arba asar and vice versa. So hani mi the behes b'vitana sav lacha yom echad v'sulo. Ini, v'arav, chazi la ugavr, dek v'shad ni kisna b'furia, he was planting flax. V'ilati and he cursed him. V'lo tzamach kisne, right? And he wasn't roa asiman bracha from that particular malacha. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it was the guy's day. Hasam bar yom hava. So rabba b'rei the rabba, amar filo same, even if it was his day, it's not really a formalist or malacha to make her ksiv simcha mishtev yom tov. Vasof ksiv lasosos ami maybe mishtev simcha mishloach manos yisrael matanos av yonim vilu yom tif lo ktiv. They never accepted nisr malacha. Okay, so then Rav my time malati la ugavra dvarim amutam v'achem nagom en nisr hava. Right, that it was something that it wasn't consistent with the minag amakom. Asked the Rebbe lo nag, so maybe Rebbe planted because. And Asher the Rebbe, there was never a minig accepted not to do malacha. That even if it was the minig not to do malacha, you have to understand that when we talk about things that aren't Shabbos and Yontif, so days like Tisha B'Av and Purim, when there's an Isra malacha, it's only malacha that cuts against the spirit of the day. So in opposite direction. So when it comes to Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't be doing things shel simcha. When it comes to Purim, the whole idea is that you may have mishtev simcha, so you shouldn't do malacha that somehow takes away from the spirit of the day. So that wasn't part of whatever Isra Malacha did exist. The Tan, Right, so the opposite end of the ledger when it comes to Tanios, when it's a Yom Tzara, so the kinds of malacha that you can't do are malacha that's associated with Simcha. So Natiya Natiya Shal Simcha, Rashi explains this Avorniki Shal Malachim, Natiya Shal Simcha, that a person would marry off his oldest son, so there was a special way that they had of celebrating. So he said, Binyan Shal Simcha, Zabonabai Beis Chasis of Noe, Natiya Shal Simcha, Zanatea. So we should all have a question. So we deal with the question of Safek about Arbas or Chamisha. Either the principle was Safek, the Rabban of the Kula. So maybe you could say you don't have to read it on the 14th or the 15th. So that's already an issue in Psachim, and the Gemara talks about we don't know which one of the Dalet Kosos, first or second, third or fourth, to have Haseba. So the Ran explains, so Safek, the Rabban of the Kula doesn't apply if it's going to abrogate the din of Haseba entirely, right? Because you could say, okay, Haseba is presumably the din of the Rabbanan. It's true for the Rambam, it sounds like it's at least the Kiyam Deraisa of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, but because of Chayav Adam Maharas is Atzma, but let's assume for a second it's Din the Rabbanan. So the Ran explains that you don't have to say Safik the Rabbanan Lakula not to do something at all if it's going to abrogate the entire institution of Haseba by the Dalet Kosos. Same thing here, so you have to read one of the 2 days. So the Ritva and the Rashba and the Ramban, they all address this question. They say, wait a second. Okay, but it's Safik the Rabbanan Lakula, so you could just follow the Rov, do it on the majority. The majority would be the 14th. And they say, yeah. So the Ritva brings down that maybe this was a Midas Chasidus to read it on both days, and they wouldn't make a bracha on the second day, because after all, you don't make a bracha on a Safek Derabanan. So that already is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, but whether we make a bracha on a Safek Derabanan, because the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos that a person is Mafresh Meisers from Demai, right? Again, a situation where you don't really know, because you got it from Minam Ma'aretz, and there's a concern that maybe they weren't Mafresh Meisers properly, so you could. We're not recommending it, but a person could do so without any clothes on because they don't have to make a bracha. So machlok is Rambam Ravid. So the Rambam says, yeah, because the Safik Shal Divrayim, a person doesn't make a bracha. The Ravid says it's not correct. The Ravid says that's because of Rov Amiaretz Ma'asrin Hain, that really we were doing this v'teres achumra. But if there was a straight Safik, a Safik Derabana, it sounds like the Ravid would say, you make a bracha. So be that as it may, that's important background to have in this discussion of A, reading both days, whether that's really a chumra, it's a midas chasidus, the nafkamina in terms of purposes of the bracha. Gufa, chizke, kari, betveria, beberes, vachamim, sehapkalim, kafes, chamim, mos, yoshub, minoni, ilo. Mimisapkalim, milso, the tveria, vaksiv, vare, mivtsar, tsarim, tsar, vachamas, rakas, vikinares, vachamalan, raka, zo, tveria. So, hainu time, the misapkali, mishum, the chad, gisa, shur, the yamahavas, right? One of the walls was the kinaret. So Yahchami Misakli Vadilav Choma, the Tanishar Lochoma, and again Bateri Choma, a person sells a dira in a Bateri Choma, he has 1 year to redeem it. If he doesn't redeem it, it's Mukhlat, it's not gonna be Choser in the Yovel. Veloshar Igar Saviv, Pralitveria Shiyama Chomasa. So for purposes of Bateri Choma, for sure it's not gonna be considered a wall, because that does not meet the criterion, it has to be a full wall, it can't be the houses in the city that constitute the wall, it can't be that the there's a body of water that's functioning at the wall. So the Gemara says, yeah, Linin Batayari Chomelo Mesapkele, that was obviously Mesapkele, Linin Mikra Megillah. So the question is, what's the din of Mukefas Choma Mikra Megillah? Does it have a Chaloshem Choma, like Batayari Choma? Does it have to be protected? Because the whole issue was the Areha Prazim, things that were open, things that were spread. So the Gemara says, so in Batir Chom, Sapkli, Sapkli, in Mikra Megillah, my Prazim, my Mukaf and Dixi, we got Mikra Megillah, Mishim, Dahani Miglu, Vahani Lo Miglu, Vahanami Miglaya, right? So Tiveria was open on one side. Odelma, Mishim, Dahani Mignu, Vahani Lo Mignu, Vahanami Mignoya, it was protected. You know, unless you had a navy, how are you going to invade Tiveria? Mishim Hachim is Sapkli. So Ravasi kari Megillah behutzal v'reisav v'chameis misapkalim mukevas chom mos Yeshua ben Nuni lo. Yigadam Ravasi hay hutzal deves min yam mukevas chom mos Yeshua ben Nuni. And Rabbi Yochanan kavina talia amina milsa deshelna l'sabia. It was a young child. Talk about it with an older Jew. Vishdaka chavasi chamas zo teveria. That chamas is actually a reference to teveria, not rakas. Okay. V'lam nikra shema chamas al shum chamet teveria rakas zo tzipori. Lam nikra shema rakas. Because it was on a slope. Mishum de Midlaya Kirakasa de Nara. Kineres Zogino Sar. Let me question me. Kineres, the Misiki Pere Kikala de Chinaris. Amarava, Mika Lamanda Amar Rakas Lav Tiveria. Is there really somebody who says that Rakas isn't Tiveria? That instead Rakas is Tzipori? Vahaki Shachavin Shacha. people would die in Babel, Hasam in Eretz Yisrael, they would give the hesped. Gadol hu b'sheishach, that's a reference to Babel, okay, b'atbach. V'shem lo b'rakas, v'chimaski aron l'hasam, when the aron would reach Eretz Yisrael, right? Like the Rambam says, Tzeilim ar ni'akav avinu v'yosef atzadik, that person should be buried in the land of Israel. V'chimaski, Gemara Yisubah says, better to live in Israel, in odoma kolatu mechaim, kolatu l'achar misa. V'chimaski aron l'hasam, when the aron would come to Eretz Yisrael, satu li'achi, Ohave Sevidim Yoshve Rakas Tuve Kablu Haruke Omek. Go out to greet those who died in the Omek, which of course is Bavel. Okay, so we're gonna continue on with the story of Reb Zeira, who was Olam Yibavel Arz Yisrael, and he died in Tveria, and that's gonna be a continuation of this discussion. Okay, we'll hold it up.